Oh, those accused billionaires.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. This morning, Texas financier Alan Stanford will answer charges in federal court in Richmond, Virginia. Yesterday, FBI agents in black SUVs surrounded his girlfriend's house and took him in. Marketplace's Steve Hahn has more.
This morning, authorities will unseal an indictment handed down by a grand jury sitting in Houston, Texas. Earlier this spring, the SEC accused Stanford in a civil lawsuit of running an $8 billion Ponzi scheme through his bank in Antigua. Stanford had been marketing high-yield certificates of deposit to wealthy clients looking for a refuge from turbulent stock markets. He allegedly used money from new investors to inflate returns. But prior to the SEC's fraud case, Stanford was best known as a high-flying, ostentatious Texan whose unlikely love of cricket was matched only by his love of the spotlight. He sponsored cricket tournaments in Antigua and trips to Bermuda for members of Congress on his private jets. Stanford still maintains his innocence. In Washington, I'm Steve Hahn for Marketplace.
The new iPhone hit the stores this morning. It is drawing fans, for sure, but so far not the crowds that swarmed Apple and AT&T stores at earlier iPhone launches. Meanwhile, people apparently have a hearty taste for BlackBerries. Last night, the maker of BlackBerry smartphones announced a 33% surge in first quarter revenue. The CEO of Research in Motion says 80% of new BlackBerry subscribers are non-corporate customers. Wall Street bounced back a little yesterday. The S&P 500 added almost 1%, and the Dow gained 58 points to close at 8,555. European stocks are higher this morning by about 1%. In London, it's more like 2%. Asian markets rose today as well. An Iraqi IT expert has set up that country's first e-shopping website for trading stuff, cars and game consoles. The site's creator says it'll take time to catch on in an economy that's cash-based and ravaged by conflict and where most people don't have internet access. So far, the most popular section is the cars. There are 16 of them on offer, including a BMW, a Mercedes, and a GMC Yukon XL. The site is named after an ancient Baghdad market, Haraj, which means commotion in Arabic.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
This week, President Obama said thinking about the soaring budget deficits is keeping him awake at night. And in a new CBS New York Times poll out this week, Americans said Obama should be focusing more on reducing the deficit than stimulating the economy. This is a hot debate among economists. In a recession this deep, how much should we be worrying about deficits right now? So we invited two commentators, Will Wilkinson and Matt Iglesias, to give us their takes. And wouldn't you know, they don't agree. Starting us off, Will Wilkinson has the floor.
The real danger is that our foreign lenders are going to get spooked and think that we might not be able to repay the money that they lent us. So they'll charge higher interest rates. And when they do that, we'll have to spend more money to refinance our debt. And that's how you get into a debt spiral. That's when inflation skyrockets. That's when whole economies collapse. And I think there's a kind of American exceptionalism. We think that it's not going to happen to us. But I think that's just the same kind of wishful thinking that got us into the housing crisis in the first place.
I mean, I'm glad you brought up the subject of interest rates, because I think that's actually the right index to worry about here rather than raw dollar numbers. And now it's true, what happened in the 70s and 80s was that interest rates on the debt really did get too high, and it was a problem for the economy. And that's why there were serious efforts made to curb the deficit, to bring interest rates down, and it was successful. But it's really just not the situation we're in. Interest rates 2 or 3 months ago had hit sort of historic lows, and so now they're back up to where they were maybe 18 months ago. But that's fine. And in fact, with interest rates being very low, it's sort of perverse to be worrying about taking on debt.
Well, yeah, Matt, interest rates haven't gone up yet, but they will if we don't get our fiscal house in order. Standard & Poor's more or less threatened to reduce the UK's credit rating. And the same thing could happen to us. It's real. And when that rating drops, interest rates skyrocket, and then you get on that inflationary death spiral that could wreck the economy for generations.
It's important to take problems on in order. And right now we're in a situation when the overwhelming concern needs to be helping individuals get through the recession and helping the country's economy get moving again. Worrying about possible problems with future deficits, it's a little bit like standing inside your house is on fire, and you're worrying that it might rain tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand that Democrats in the administration don't want to face up to the fact that they're incredibly constrained, partially because of the reckless spending of the prior generation. But so far, we're acting like a guy who jumps from a 10th-story window and thinks it's going fine so far right before he hits the sidewalk. If we keep going at this pace, the sidewalk is going to come up fast.
Matt Iglesias, well, that was Will Wilkinson there at the last. He's a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Matt Iglesias is a fellow at the Center for American Progress. Got your own opinion about the deficit? Go to marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. Individual Americans are running deficits, too, and the National Park Service is here to help. Starting this weekend, the parks are saying, keep your money, just come outside and play. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
Hikers can pack extra trail mix and leave their wallets at home this weekend. Admission to all the national parks will be free. The Park Service is dropping admission fees on 3 weekends this summer. This weekend, one in July, and in August. Last year, the national parks received more than 200 million visits, bringing in billions of dollars to local economies. This year may be leaner as families cut back on travel budgets. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar wants the promotion to remind families that national parks are an inexpensive way to have fun. The plan will cost parks and monuments about $500,000 a day in lost revenue. But the Park Service hopes visitors might spend some of the money they save at the gift shop. New Mount Rushmore snow globe, anyone? I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Enjoy your first official summer weekend. Thank you for tuning in and have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.